Koifin al Midas Sidoim. This week we learn about the story of Sidoim. Avraham was misfowl for the wicked people of Sidoim. Hashem did not accept his tefillos, and Hashem accepted his tefillos, but nevertheless, Sidoim was destroyed. Okay, it says in last week's parsha, the Anshei Sidoim Ro'im Vachatoim LaHashem Me'oid. Wow, what a nice thing to say about a group of people. I wonder if some Rabbanim said it about the Balabat. What? Could not have happened to a nicer group of people. What happened to them? Ro'im Begufam Vachatoim Dinimoinam. They were extremely evil. Okay, now here are some very interesting shilas. Let's talk modern questions. Fantastic. What I'm telling you is coming from the Das Konisa, Rabbi Gibbs. I'm saying that right, Rabbi Gibbs. We've been using the same for quite a lot lately. That's really good stuff. Rabbi Gibbs. Harav Gibbs. This is the shilas. You have a driveway. Okay, you have a driveway. I had a Shiloh son of a driveway, right? And someone parks in your driveway. Oh, right? Tough question. So the guy says, listen, I'm watching you like a hawk. I know your schedule. I know when you leave. I know when you come. I have a camera. I even installed a camera in my home 24/7. I know your schedule. I know that during these few hours, you're not using your car. You're not using your car. Therefore, I'm going to park in your driveway. And too bad for you. What? Because I want to. You know, I had a Shiloh. There's someone who alone lives in the block. He's an Israeli. It's Rahman Litzlan. He knows quite a bit about Yadus. He's not Shomer Shabbos. I didn't realize what he was telling me. I didn't realize what he was saying. He basically said to me, he's going to park in my driveway on Shabbos. I'll park there Friday night. And it'll be gone right before Mitzvah Shabbos.
In your driveway?
To block the driveway. Hello. To block the driveway. I didn't cap what he was saying. I basically told him no. Right. And then he did it anyway. He does it anyway. So he says to me, don't worry, before Mitzvah Shabbos is gone. Like, he's like, no, Mitzvah, he talks Yeshiva. Mitzvah Shabbos. He's not yet a Shomer Shabbos. Achman is a very nice fellow. I don't know what the story with this person is. All right. So am I allowed? Question. So let's say you make a, let's say person knows your schedule, he knows what you do, and you know he knows your schedule, and he knows that you don't use the car. You don't use your car during these hours, during these days, and he wants very, very much to block your driveway. To block the driveway. Then you have, I'm not going to all the variations, which shared driveway, which is a recipe for disaster. Sure. Anyone who has a shared driveway, it's a nightmare, okay? And anyone who doesn't have a driveway is even worse. Maybe not. Maybe a shared driveway is even worse than the not in the driveway. No matter how bad it is, it's bad. Wow, is it bad?
You can't park your own shop.
What? It's a very, very big problem. It's a very big problem. So what about? So can the person say, listen, it's Midas Sidoim. You're anyway not using your driveway. I'm guaranteed to be out and in before you realize it. Why can't you let me block your driveway?
You need an emergency.
Oh, so that's what you say. You need. So he says you need an emergency. So I'll leave you the keys or. If it's an emergency, so you'll drive on the grass. You'll figure out something, right. Or you'll find an Eitzel, or you call an Uber, or this that. How many emergencies are there for the degree of inconvenience that I have? You're right. It's a possibility. Okay, but you can't generalize. Every situation is obviously different. So the question is there an element? Okay, is there an element of me being mean and saying no way? I don't want you here. I don't care. I like an open driveway. Right. Or can the guy say, this is Sodom, Koifin Oisai Al Midas Sodom. Another shayla. Next door neighbor, they're doing the roof. They're putting up a new roof. And they're doing repairs in the gutters, the leaders, and the contractor comes, and he has a big, big ladder. And the only way he can get up to the roof is by the ladder that he's going to put down is going to be on your part of the property. You know, your property is a mistress. So he has to go and put it on the concrete and the ladder, and they have to go up. So you say to the guy, I don't want you putting your ladder on my property. I don't want it. It's right near my roses, my grass, my this, and you're putting your tools, you're putting your things here. I don't want. You want to go fix the gutter and the gutters and the leaders and the roof? Find another way. Go find another path. I don't want you even for 1 or 2 days having your ladder extend. So is that called Midas Sidoim? Next question. Let's see, you have a Rebbe in Yeshiva. Okay, this is America. He makes sheets. He makes questions and answers for his Talmidim, Chumash. Whatever, any type of situation where you go and you put hard work into preparing curriculum for children, for school, and then another teacher says, wow, this is exactly what I need. It's exactly what I want. This teacher spent hours and hours getting all the material ready, custom tailored for his class, and another teacher wants to take it for free. Why not? You did the work already. You'll save me hours of work. I will do exactly the same thing. It's exactly what I need. Can I use it for my class in a different school, in this school, that school, whatever it is? And you feel hurt. I spent so much time. I'm trying to earn a reputation as being a good teacher. And someone's going to take my hard work, and is going to use it. Now, I'm not losing money. I'm not selling this. No, I'm not going to. Open. These are issues where I'm not, at least at this moment, I'm not making money on these things. So is there an issue of koifin oisai al midas Sidoim? Okay, I'll give you another example. Another very kind of example. Art school writes over here with such grace as horas. No one writes like they do. And all to them, 100% they're within their rights. They write over here, no one should dare. What do they write over here? Ein lahatik, this is in Hebrew only. Lahatik o lahafit, sefer ze oi kita'in mimenu, b'shum tzura. In any form, any means, electronic, I mechani, I don't know what that means. Mechanical, I l'rabbis tzilum the haklata. Okay, photocopy, haklata is what?
To record.
Record. L'lo ishur b'chsav mehamayt tzilah. This is already liked. I've seen from them much more extreme things, much more powerful. Expression. I think they toned it down a little bit. I think people probably complain that their displays are too frightening. So I buy it, and for me, I'm not talking about giving for the shiur. Okay, let's say for me, I don't want to go and schlepp it with me today. It's a little bit heavy today. It's raining. But I can make photocopies and take the photocopies with me. It's a convenience. Am I going to go just for today? Am I going to go buy another safe for just for one day? Today it's raining hard. Either I'm going to make the photocopies and bring it, or I'm going to leave it at home. I'm not going to go spend another $20 to go buy even more tircha, make myself some sugar. So is that called art scroll? Can I all they want here in the Sefer? It's Midas Sodom, what they have written in the Sefer in regard to what I want to do today. I want for my own personal learning. I'm not discussing a case of giving it out to you, photocopies for the shiur. I'm not discussing a case, anything else. Just simple situation. One day, today only, it's raining, it's heavy. I want the convenience. And if I'm not going to have that convenience, no, I'm not going to have it, period. It's clear as day, because for me to go to the store to buy another one, I wouldn't even spend the money. It's ridiculous for one day. And adrab, there's much more tikh for me to go buy another one than just to take the one that I have and bring it with me back and forth. So it's totally ridiculous. And therefore, it's mamish midas Sodom.
Because all they're saying is follow the law. The law says you want to make it personal.
No. So what is the law? The law can't the law be me. The law, there's a Torah. Sodom was destroyed because of their laws. It's Midas Sodom. What they have written over here, I can say, is Midas Sodom in regard to my situation. Is that valid or not? These are four questions I presented, and of course there are many, many, infinite number of more questions. Let's just run out some of these sites. So the first, here's another great question. This is a very great question. Maisha, how you this happens a lot. Let's say you have a two-family house, or you have even neighbors, and there's one family, and it's paranoid. There are break-ins in this neighborhood. There are talk a lot lately. There's a lot of break-ins in this neighborhood. I want to install cameras. Okay, surveillance cameras, right? The cameras that are over here in the shul, and one account. You know how much a camera costs? A camera? They can do it yourself. With computers, you can buy on Amazon for peanuts, for $30, $40. But you have to know what you're doing, and they're not so good. If you want it done professionally without a computer, just to have it on its own private, its own separate DVR, a separate professional, you know, they have in the shul, you know, it costs about $1,000 just for one camera. It costs the least. You're not going to be able to get a good service for one camera professionally installed on a separate DVR, not connected to your computer, done professionally for less than $1,000. A lot of money. I have a neighbor. We have a two family house. Let's split it. I'll pay $500. You pay $500. We'll have a camera. It'll scare away the ganavim, and we'll be able to see what's going on. The neighbor says, I don't want to pay. I'm sorry. I don't want to pay. I have other expenses. I can't afford to participate to share in this expense. Okay, I can't force him. So I pay the $1,000 myself. I put up the thing myself, $1,000, it's up, and then there's a break-in. So who comes running to me? The neighbor, the one, my, the other one. And he says, we need to see. I say to him, what is it, those washers? No, no ticky, no washi. You didn't pay, I'm not showing you, too bad for you. The guy can say, mechutzef. You went and you put it up already, you have it already, you're not going to show it to me because I didn't pay the few bucks. It's mamish midas sidoim not to show me what you got. Four or five different shilas, yeah.
So you should pay for half of the camera. Then
so now you say to him, if you pay me for $500, I'll show you with you.
There's a sort of market for Mickey from Bob and Bass.
Oh, very good. Okay, we're not going to have time to go over the course yet.
The overall question is, how far do private property rights go?
Okay, there are many. You're touching mamash. Exactly. You said here, he's mentioned a very important Gemara, where if you have a person,
three walls.
So if you want, you lechatchila want to build four walls, and you want your friend to share the expense. So he says, no way. The person who lives in the middle, and you're on all sides, and you want to put up a fence between you and him. And he doesn't want to share in the expense of making a wall. Nothing you can do. He then goes along and he builds. You build wall number one. You build wall number two. You build wall number three.
Right.
You can't force him. If he then on his own, there are three walls. And he then on his own goes and he builds wall number four. Oh, you've revealed that you have pleasure from the first three walls. You can take him to court. You can take him to court and you can force him now to pay for wall 1, 2, and 3. So you have very good principle. So you're saying that in the case where in Ein Echonami, where now there was a break-in and this person says, I want to see the footage. So now, now I can force you to pay for $500. That's a very, very good argument. And maybe Ein Hachinami, you are correct. If indeed there is indeed a break-in, you cannot force him. And indeed, if there is a situation, since he's in the Galgal, the Taka wants now the benefit, now you can force him. You want to see it, I'll show it to you, but now you mechuyif to pay me $500. If he doesn't have the money, you know, it's one thing, the person's a pauper, can't pay the rent, okay, that's another story. But the person is doing quite well, okay, the person has plenty of money to throw around, and it's just, we need the cameras to waste the money, and one of the cameras, but now when Taka goes and he shows he wants his nene from it, and he has the money to pay for it, you are correct, you're on the mark, in this case, it's not me that's sedum to force him to pay. What would be, let's say there'll be new neighbors moving into the neighborhood, okay, the guy goes away, and now there's a new tenant, comes in, and he says, you know, I paid $500, either you pay the cost of $500, or you know what, I'm going to shut it down, I'm going to turn it off. So you can do that if you want. Can you force the new neighbors to pay $500? No. The same thing all over again. Even though technically, if you want, you can turn it off. So go turn it off. Who's stopping you? Turn it off. Don't have any footage altogether. All right, that's a side question. Now let's go back to some of the principles. The very, very interesting things he brings over here. There's a fundamental machlokes. First of all, there's a fundamental machlokes. The case of the Gemara of Midas Stoim. There's Midas Stoim, and then there's a principle called Zenene Vizelechosa. There's a very big question, are these two principles the same? Chazal used different terminology. I want to throw out some ideas. Not everything I'm going to tell you is concrete. Let's leach throughout the concepts because there really is no clarity in this matter. Everything, as you all know, is machlokes, 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 and there are a million opinions and a lot of different names. But let's just get out the basic ideas in an abstract form. There's a principle called zenene v'zeh loy chosar. What's the classic case? A squatter. I have property. I have property. The property is not for rent. It's not for sale. No one is living there. No one is living there, and I have no plans on rent. I have no plans on renting out this garage. I'm not renting out the garage. And now a person who would otherwise pay good money to live, to rent an apartment, he would easily pay $1,000 a month to live in a basement somewhere. Without question. He's done so in the past. He has the money. He would do so. And now, oh, look at this. There's this open space over here. There's a basement. And no one's paying attention. I'll just move in. I'll move into the basement. The Baal HaBayis anyway does not rent this out. He anyway never rents out this basement, and no one's using it anyway, so I might as well help myself. Then one day I wake up, and there's a guy in the basement. How did you get here? The guy says, Zenenev Zelechosar. You haven't rented this out in years. There's never a guest here. I need a place to live. You save me $1,000. Zenene v'zelechosar. So what is the halacha? So there are two, these, this is very important to understand. There are two dinim here. There are two dinim. There's a din on the past and there's a din on the future. I come to realize this squatter has been living here for 6 months under my nose. I had no idea what was going on for 6 months. This guy, I saved him $6,000 in rent. I could have rented this out for $6,000. I chose not to. I don't want any rent. I don't want to rent it out. But I could have if I wanted to. And this guy for sure saved $6,000. I'm now taking you to court for $6,000. We go to court, and the fellow says, Zenene v'zeh lechosar. Who wins? He wins. I can't get out of him one penny. That's what the Gemara says. This is Midas Sidom. I never rent this out. There's absolutely no loss to my property. He didn't make a scratch on the wall. No, I mean, he's a mouse. We're talking in a situation where it's taka, like we're talking where it's mamish lechosar, not talking where he caused damage. Right. It's mamish. Pshutu kimash lechosar. I now want from you $6,000 for living here under my nose without telling me. He can say, Zenene v'zeh lechosar, let bygones be bygones. You did not lose out. I had great benefit. You didn't even know about this. Memela, it's midas sedom to squeeze out of me $6,000. That's the halach. He wins. Okay, what about tomorrow? Tomorrow, get out. Get lost. Get lost. Out you go. Bezins, the guy says, what do you mean? I save you. Yeah, that was the past, but not the future. So that is the first most important principle of Midas Sedom. Midas Sedom, Ruba de Ruba, is on the past. It's a matter of going to court to claim, to make a claim. He owes me money. But did you lose anything? No. You have no claim in court if the court can define it Zenene Vezele Chasa. The past is the past. But the future? Get out, I'll call the police. I'll lock you up. 100%, you can lock the guy up, you can throw him out, you can evict him. This is my property, it's not your property. I decide what goes on over here. You have to understand this fundamental difference in the past and the future. Now comes step two. Really, even in the future, is there something called Zenene? Why? Why in the future do we say to throw the guy out? So you're going to be shocked to learn that there's machlokes between Tosfos, what Tosfos appears to say, and the Mordechai. Tosfos seems to say, a very big yisoid, a very big chiddush. The reason why you can throw the person out is because it takes away from my bailus. In other words, it's not a matter of money. Okay, everybody, can I just for 2 minutes of quiet?
No.
I'm going to say 2 minutes of quiet, please. Oh, 2 minutes left. It takes away from my bailus. It hurts me. It's my property. It's all about me. It's my property. I own this property. If someone here is living in my house, it means I'm not the boss. Mm-hmm. Money is not the issue. It takes away from my dignity. If someone is blocking my driveway, it's Shabbos. I'm not driving on Shabbos. If it's an emergency, I'm not gonna take my car. I'll go with the car service. I'll go with an Uber. I'll call Atzala. I'm not gonna go on Shabbos. The guy's talking right. The guy says Shabbos. You're not gonna use your car on Shabbos.
Yeah. Just one question on the pass.
Yeah.
Let's say the guy now moves out.
Yeah.
He sees that something was
damaged.
His property. His own. The guy who moved out, his own property was damaged. Somehow,
that's chosar. That's chosar. Of course, then you can charge him $6,000.
No.
He's talking about the guy, the squatter.
The squatter realizes that something was damaged on his property that he had. He had there was a water damage. And now, could he go and turn around and sue the
person? No, of course not. Of course not. Ridiculous.
But what if he sues the person? Can I then say, if that's the case...
He goes to my friend, like when he said, yeah, no, now you owe me the rent of $6,000. Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't know. That's going off. There are many variables there. Too much for me, for my little head. Let's just discuss. Let's just focus on this one little quick
here. Okay,
let's just throw something over here. It's bylaws. If someone is parked in my driveway... There's no money involved here. I'm not looking to rent out the driveway. Maybe you can rent out the driveway. Maybe you can't. Because such a thing. Is it illegal? Is it illegal for me to rent out a right for someone to block my driveway in New York City? I don't know. But let's say not. It's an insult. Rabbi Sarah, please. It's an insult. It's an insult to my dignity. People walk on the street. They see there's a car parked in my driveway. It does. But so that means I'm not the balabas over here. I have no say what goes on over here. This is the sheet of Tosfos, incredible Chiddush. There's no din zenene midas sedoim when it takes away from my bailus, who I am, my bailus. The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch is a shocking thing. He quotes the Mordechai. It's a shocking thing. The Ramah passes like this. We don't pass like this. We pass like I told like Tosfos. That is the bottom line. Bailus. Lee, you're taking away from my dignity, but Ramos seems to say no. Ramos seems to say it all comes down to dollars and cents. Question, are you going to rent out your driveway? Are you going to make money from this bias? Let's see. Are you playing this? The squatter is living over here. If he's not going to be here, are you going to make money from this? Is there going to be a depreciation of value of even one penny? Is there any inconvenience? Let's say you're probably living in Israel, even also. Is there any depreciation of value? Is there any chosar? Define for me chosar. If you cannot define there to be chosar, even a pruta, that's chosar. Wear and tear is chosar. You're right. Wear and tear is chosar. It's hard to construct a case like this. Maybe a driveway is the case. Because a driveway, there is mamash no chosar. He's driving on the gutter. On the, it's the city's property. He's just blocking my driveway. He's blocking my driveway. What is it? My dignity is at stake over here. That the neighbors see that there's a guy that's outsmarting me. That every time that I'm not using my car, he happens to put his car to block my driveway. And at the time when it's 100% said, I'm not going to drive. So it's a disgrace to my dignity. It shows that I'm not the balabas of my house because there's someone that's blocking my driveway. The Ramah says, too bad for you. It's midas sedom. If you cannot show me in dollars and cents, and it's just a matter that he's taking away from Lee, from my bailus, I'm the balabas here. I'm the melech of this property. No one lifts a finger without my permission. The Ramah b'shem the Mordechai Rishon says, midas sedom. Too bad for you. Incredible, incredible. But the Tosfos, as most of the achrayim understand the pshat and tesem, this is the minhag ha'olam, says, midas, there's no din midas sedom. If it takes, even if there's no money, it takes away from your bailus. So parking in the driveway, there's no midas sedom. I can tell the guy, arois, I'm not chayav a midas sedom, whatever. And what about all the other cases as well? The case of the camera for sure. That's within moments. That's later on. But the other case we gave the example with water, I forgot already. Well, the Rebbe also. it takes away. I'm the one who spent all this time working hard to produce these sheets, these questions and answers. I don't want someone else just taking it. It takes away. No, that's a chasar. If someone's going to cheat, that's already outside. That's for sure. That's called chasar. If it's going to go into circulation, then they can have the answer. The next term, we're not dealing with that. We're dealing with something where there is no question of any loss. We're dealing with just a matter of kavod, honor. Of course, so that's going to be another nafkamin between the Rabbi Mordechai and Tosis. What was the other example we had? The ladder. So that's really not so poshut. The ladder, you have a house and you have the ladder, and the guy wants to put the ladder for a few minutes to go up. What?
It's never a few minutes.
So let's say it's a day. Let's say it's 2 days. Yeah. Let's say it's even a week. That already appears, the way he presents it, already is more of a midas sidai. Because you are the balabais. Whose house is next door? I'm the balabais. He needs a favor. He needs a simple favor to put the ladder there so they can go up to the roof, they can make repairs on the roof. Is there any loss to you whatsoever that they put the ladder? What?
Liability.
Oh, that's a loss.
No, that's only if it happens, but you have the potential.
Okay, so if the laws are constructed in such a way where if he falls down, you're responsible. Right. But let's say the laws are, let's say make believe theoretically, the laws are that if a person fixes the roof, they fix the roof and they put the ladder on your property and they have their own insurance, you have zero liability under of every single condition.
Zero liability.
Let's say you construct a case. I don't know what the laws are. Let's say, theoretically speaking, you construct a case where the guy's putting light on your property and he's giving you do it for one day. So, is it taking away from your bailus? Come on. It's not taking away from your bailus. Everyone knows that you own this house, your property. So, what? So it's midas. So then, l'cho'ira, you're really bordering upon the real midas sedom, not to let them put the ladder, again, theoretically speaking, there's no liability, to put the ladder on your property for a few hours, for a day or two, to do what they need to do. They're not taking away your bailus. Everyone sees. The reason why they're putting the ladder is because they need to go up to the roof and go fix their roof, which is something that's very important. Putting your car in front of someone's driveway, that's a chutzpah. That's a whole different world. That's
your driveway to park legally next door.
That's already a whole different world. Now I want to suggest he doesn't say Kamat says he doesn't say one. That's really the machlokes in the Mishnah. This machlokes is the Mordechai, and Tosis is really the machlokes in the Mishnah. What does it say in the Mishnah? Pirkei Avos, Shelach Sheli, V'Sheli Sheli, Zu Midas Stone. That's the pits. What's yours is mine, and what's mine is mine. The Yeshoimrim, some say maybe, yeah, maybe not, Sheli, the Shelach, is also Midas Sedom. This is the Nafkamina. According to the first man, the Omar, it's only when it's Shelach Sheli, the Sheli. I'm a Rosh, I'm taking away. But let's say Sheli, the Shelach, what's mine is mine, and what's yours is yours. That's not Midas Sedom. That's as long as. So I have to think it through. So maybe that would be enough. You say shali, even to say shali, v'shalach, to say what's mine is mine, meaning hakpada on bailos. Halacha l'maisa, we paskin. I'm trying to say is like the yeshayman. Shali. V'shalach. That's midas sedom. It's not just about dollars and cents. It's about my kavod, my honor. Shali. The first Ma'amar says, no. The only time it's midas sedom, it's only when it's shalach shali. But shali, that's not midas sedom. That's not, I'm allowed to insist that I don't want it because kavod is an issue. Others say no, even kavod is an issue. No, kavod is not an issue. Okay, you have to finesse it both ways. Now here's the last point. I know I talked. Last point is the art scroll. There's another very, very great leniency in midas sedom is when you buy something. According to the law, if I purchase this sefer, who does it belong to?
You.
It belongs to me. It doesn't belong to them anymore. They maybe have been the ones who published it, who have created it. All the examples we're giving over here is it's my property. It's my property. The question is, can you use it? Can you use it? Yeah, it's intellectual property. Another time. This example, when I purchased the Sefer, it's no longer theirs. They've given it to me. I've given their. I gave them $20, and now it's mine. If it's mine, I can do with it whatever I want. They have no right to tell me what
copyright.
To do with it.
It's copyright.
Copyright is for selling. Let's say halacha. That's about the American law. In the Din of Malchus Adina, copyright is intellectual theft. To sell it. To sell it, to use it for my benefit. For my benefit at their expense. I'm just making a photocopy to save me the convenience of schlepping it from one location to another location for one day. So because of what they're telling me, I can't do it. It's not. There's another layer of leniency in this.
Yes,
there's another layer of leniency in this instance. In that, this case is different than every case I presented to you, because every case I presented so far is where I'm using someone else's property. Here, it's my. I have purchased it. I have purchased it. It's my property. My property. I'll do with it whatever I want. You can't tell me what to do. If you have agreed to sell it to me, that means you let me do with it whatever I want. I can photocopy, make a billion photocopies, and do with it whatever I want, as long as I don't cause you harm. I'm not causing you any harm. I'm causing you harm by giving it out to the whole world. That's a different story. But if I purchased it, so in this situation, when you purchase something, there is an additional layer of leniency not to abide by the terms and conditions. However, some want to say is that tonight, which they don't make it tonight, when you purchase something, someone said, when it says here, these laws, we're only selling it to you on the condition that you do not do A, B, and C. If you violate the terms and conditions, it's a megachtos. So, can you make such a tanai? Well, if you want to make such a tanai, it has to be more formal. It cannot be hidden. You know, people go and the fine print.
What about the music?
What?
You put it on different devices?
For yourself, the same Shaila. For yourself, for convenience, yes. I don't know what American law says. I'm talking about halachic law. And the Din of Malchus Adina, you get into another layer of problem. But to go sell, if you wouldn't buy it, if I would not buy it, and only God, that's usser, no question about it. To give it away to people, usser. Convenience, you want to have one in the car, one at home, would you have bought another one? You know, it's a slippery slope. Can you really trust your intellect, your honesty? Can you really trust your honesty? Would you buy it, would you not buy it? It's a very, very difficult question. You have to really understand. And then you get into Din of Malchus Adina. These are very complicated issues. But the day come when I purchased Nekatari, we're making a legal arrangement. We're selling this to you all tonight. And the tonight has to be doubled. It has to be doubled over. If you do this, then not. If not, not. There are laws how you make conditions when you make transactions. Did they go through all of the laws in Shulchan Aruch to make a tanai when they sold this to me that I have to abide by their conditions? No. But it says it on the front page. So it says it. So it says a lot of things all over the place.
Say, by buying this book, you don't.
It doesn't say those words. It doesn't say. If it would say those words on the front cover, by buying this book, you agree to A, B, and C. Otherwise, the sale is null and void.
It says this on tapes.
So on tapes, they got very strict. They went that far. So then you're right. That actually tightens the gap. That actually locks you in to a greater degree. But Sfarim like this, L'cha'oira, if you buy it, you purchase it, and you want to make a photocopy for your own convenience, L'cha'oira, you're allowed to. Now, you'll tell me maybe there's a loss, Dina Malchus Adina, I don't know, maybe you're right. Maybe that's another factor. But as far as halacha is concerned, out of convenience, where you can be honestly true to yourself, that you would not have purchased another copy of this, and you're not giving it to anyone else, and the guy giving it out, and you're not causing any loss of money, not even a maris ayin of loss of money, then l'chora, you're permitted to do so, unless you want to say the fine print is a tanai, which no one seems to say go that far, that the fine print is a tanai, or unless you're going to deal with shailos of din de malchus adina, which you have to really clarify what exactly the secular laws are in regard to doing something like this.
All right. Stop.